Chapter 8, Dorcas, Her Ministry and Its Influence.
Restored to life to continue her ministry. In the course of his ministry, the Apostle Peter visited the believers at Lydia. Here he healed Aeneas, who for 8 years had been confined to his bed with palsy. Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee well, the apostle said. Arise and make thy bed. He arose immediately, and all that dwell at Lydda and Sarum saw him and turned to the Lord. At Joppa, which was near Lydda, there lived a woman named Dorcas, whose good deeds had made her greatly beloved. She was a worthy disciple of Jesus, and her life was filled with acts of kindness. She knew who needed comfortable clothing and who needed sympathy, and she freely ministered to the poor and the sorrowful. Her skillful fingers were more active than her tongue. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died. The church in Joppa realized their loss, and hearing that Peter was at Lydda, the believers sent messengers to him, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with him. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. In view of the life of service that Dorcas had lived, it is little wonder that they mourned, that warm teardrops fell upon the inanimate clay. The apostle's heart was touched with sympathy as he beheld their sorrow. Then directing that the weeping friends be sent from the room, he kneeled down and prayed fervently to God to restore Dorcas to life and health. Turning to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Dorcas had been of great service to the church, and God saw fit to bring her back from the land of the enemy, that her skill and energy might still be a blessing to others, and also that by this manifestation of his power, the cause of Christ might be strengthened. Acts of the Apostles, pages 131 and 132. A worthy disciple who could not be spared. She, Dorcas, had been a worthy disciple of Jesus Christ, and her life had been characterized by deeds of charity and kindness to the poor, the sorrowful, and by the zeal in the cause of truth. Her death was a great loss. The infant church could not well spare her noble efforts. This great work of raising the dead to life was the means of converting many in Joppa to the faith of Jesus. Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 3, pages 323 and 324.